At some point during Justin's reign, Justinian had fallen in love with a courtesan, Theodora. What Procopius has to say about her is extensive, but too vulgar to read on this audio tour. It is certainly worth a read for the sheer venom Procopius describes her with, however. As Theodora was a courtesan, the heir apparent was unable to marry her. While Procopius's description of Theodora herself cannot be read on this audio tour, his description of how Justinian managed to marry her can.
It was impossible for a man who had reached the rank of senator to make a harlot his wife, such a thing being prohibited from the beginning by the most venerable laws. Justinian forced the emperor to abrogate the laws by establishing a new one. From that moment, he lived with Theodora as his legal spouse, thereby enabling everyone else to get engaged to a harlot.
While much of Procopius's account is subjective, judgmental, and often misogynistic and snobbish, a lot of his narrative can be corroborated by other sources. The law permitting marriages between senators and actresses or courtesans, since the two were synonymous at the time, is preserved in the Codex Eustinianus, a manuscript of which is on display in the table case in the alcove behind you to your right. Having changed the law, Justinian married Theodora in 525. Justinian was crowned co-emperor and successor to his uncle in 527. From this time, coins of the empire, like the one displayed here, were issued in the name of both Justin and Justinian. The two emperors shown enthroned side by side on the gold coins, which would have been given out to important dignitaries for the coronation. Later that same year, the Emperor Justin died, leaving Justinian as the sole emperor of the Romans.